Chapter 11. Happy Ever After. I knew the music was loud because I felt the vibration of the sound in the floor under my feet. Mum put her hands over her ears. When Jim saw me, there was not as much vibration because he stopped playing his drums. He got up and walked over to me, and his friend stopped playing too. I think everyone was looking at us, but I'm not sure. All I remember is Jim's smile and the love in his eyes before he kissed me. As I kissed him back, I forgot to be afraid. This was Jim, and I loved him. There was nothing to be afraid of. After a few moments, he moved about a meter away and started to sign to me. He made some mistakes, but I understood, just as he understood, when I spoke to him, and I remembered his fast hands on the drums. There was no problem. This is what he signed to me. Your mum taught me some sign language. Now I'll teach you to play drums. Come with me. Before I could answer, Jim took my hand in his. We moved to stand with his friends. Mum was smiling at me. Everyone was smiling. Jim stood behind me, and his hands were on my hands. And then I was playing the drums, and the vibration traveled from the drums to my hands and up my arms to my head. It was wonderful. As wonderful as my small hand on the front of Mum's guitar.